It's been 3 months since the FBI gunned down Iman Lukman Amin of Detroit, Michigan, and his autopsy is raising questions about the FBI's misconduct and ongoing harassment within the Muslim American communities. The autopsy reveals FBI agents shot the imam over 20 times, including in the back, stomach, and legs. His body was found handcuffed behind a trailer outside a warehouse. The incident has been at the center of FBI controversy and has prompted the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee to demand accountability and justice for the imam's family.
I have asked Eric Holder, the Attorney General, to conduct an independent investigation.
The imam's widow sat quietly as members of the Islamic community and the ACLU condemned the FBI's actions during a press conference.
21 shots. This enraged the community. It still enrages the family as to why did they have to gun them down 21 times.
Advocacy groups say although the FBI's COINTEL program has not been operational for years, there is a system in place more dangerous to civil liberties and human rights.
What's going on now is actually worse than COINTELPRO, because COINTELPRO was a policy that was clandestine and covert, whereas things that are going on now in the Muslim community have been justified through written policy by the Patriot Act, as well as the latest FBI guidelines.
Press TV contacted the FBI field office in Detroit, Michigan, where officials declined to comment on the autopsy's report. An official from the Department of Justice told Press TV the DOJ Civil Rights Division has received the FBI's internal report and is now conducting an independent review of the shooting. The shooting death of the imam is raising serious questions about how the Obama administration is handling growing concerns throughout the Muslim American community that the FBI is still implementing agent provocateurs, informants, and engaging in counterproductive activities. The Muslim American community have been addressing these same issues with the administration for over a year. Family members of the imam say his murder was unacceptable and reveals the FBI's involvement was politically motivated. Jahan Hafiz, Press TV, Washington.